everybody. I'm Cy.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Thank you for tuning in this week. We hope everybody's being safe, everybody's doing the right things, maintaining social distancing.
Mm-hmm. Staying high and right.
Staying high and right.
I got it this time.
You got it this time. Hopefully everybody's being safe. Everybody's doing the right things. Everybody's, you know, I mean, we've seen some tragedy this week with a lot of people losing their lives behind this COVID-19 virus. It's pretty sad. Mm-hmm. Pretty damn sad, man. So condolences to all of you guys and your families, loved ones, friends. Always still reach out.
Yeah, it gives you that time. You know, you got lots of time right now, so, you know, talk to people.
Yep.
Mend things.
Mend things?
Yeah.
What do you mean, mend things?
I don't know.
No, let's just get to the shits. If you talk about mend things, what you talk about mend things? What does that mean?
I don't know. If they got some turmoil, mend it. Fix it. You got time.
I was thinking you were saying men things. I was like, men things? Man things? What you talking about? Bro science?
Oh, man. Clean out your ears. What the fuck? Jesus.
Keep going.
Ain't got that
It
now.
Ain't over yet.
I guess it is.
I was like, mend things?
Yeah.
M-E-N-D.
Yes, dear.
Okay, so that's important.
Yeah.
Why should you mend things at this time?
In case you die.
In case you die?
I don't know. In case shit happens.
Okay. So what scenario should people be doing as far as mending things with people?
I don't know.
I mean, what scenarios could they find themselves in to try to mend things?
I don't know. Apologize if you need to apologize. Forgive if you need to forgive. Do the necessary things. That goes along with it.
So mending things, though.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's a lot of people out there that have a hard time doing that, even during a crisis like this, though.
Oh. Why?
During a pandemic like this? A lot of people have a hard time doing that because everybody's in different parts of their lives. Everybody's in different stations of their lives, right? Mm-hmm. As far as mending things. Some people don't have their parents to talk to. Some people don't have their siblings to talk to. So when it comes to mending things during this particular pandemic, which is definitely going to be
well, you can pick and choose. Okay, if you don't want to, then don't.
Right, yes.
But if you do, then do.
The responsibility still falls on the individual. When we're talking about a pandemic right now, people need to reevaluate what's really important. So it ain't no shutting me down right now. We going to get real about this shit. And it needs to be talked about. You know why?
Why is that?
Because they could die, like you just said.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then what? You have no absolution. You have no closure. You have nothing. A lot of people are living with that right now. A lot of people are. It's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It really is fucked up. But what do we do about it?
If you feel like fixing it, fix it.
And what if you can't fix it?
Then forgive it.
And move on?
And move on.
Okay. There you go.
There we go.
Yeah, that was a therapy session, wasn't it?
It was.
Now, I know a lot of people are actually dealing with that, though.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are dealing with that detachment and just not being able to talk to your certain family, friends, and loved ones. I mean, regardless of what the situation is, it's just some bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And if a lot of your family, friends, and loved ones, if you guys are talking on the, you know, aspect of how we're looking at things right now, if they can't see the same, you know, just look at it through the same lens right now during a pandemic, it's tough. It's tough for a lot of people right now, especially while they're in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people can't see their loved ones. A lot of people can't even travel to see their loved ones. It's pretty tough.
I know. I can't see my boys.
I know. But we seen them last night.
Yes, we did.
How did we see him last night?
And we were FaceTiming.
FaceTiming and Gina's family update.
Oh, those boys. Caleb needed a haircut really bad, so he decided he'd try to cut it with his brother's chin trimmers.
It's a facial trimmer. He tried to give himself a bald head with a facial trimmer.
Oh, Jesus. That did not work. It broke in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, more than once.
And then, so he got his electric razor out that has that little...
mustache trimmer on it.
Yeah, mustache trimmer. So he shaved his head, whole head, with a mustache trimmer.
You know what I told him to? I said, don't be trying to coast through the hood. If you're on your route tomorrow driving that truck, you better keep rolling.
I definitely got some video.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah. We definitely got some video. FaceTiming it. He was mad as hell about that, too. He was definitely mad about that. That's
funny. So, yeah, they got it all shaved. It doesn't look too bad, but it's just not my Caleb's hair.
Because there's no hair left.
Right. He loves it. He's like, I just got up and got my deodorant on and left.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay. All you had to do was just scratch your head and leave. That's an amazing feeling, being bald.
Yeah.
Eight ball, corner pocket.
I called him my lurch.
Your lurch?
My lurch.
So what else been going on with the family? Gina's family update. What's happening, baby?
Let's see. We made some chili and took it over there. Nana was so excited. She was just absolutely
She was worried
excited.
About me. She's been worried about me,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she has been worried about you. She's like, is Ken doing okay? What's he doing? Is he keeping busy? And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's fine. He does his own thing. And she's, oh, that's so good. You know, the worst time is when they retire. I said, is it? Is that what happens? She says, yeah. She said, I swear I would get so mad just for the fact that Ray would just be home in the back laying there in the couch. And I just hated it. And I'm like, okay.
No shit. Yeah. Your grandma talking shit.
And she didn't like it.
And Nano didn't like your grandpa like, being home like that?
She says, us housewives, it's us. And I'm like, yeah, our quiet time is our quiet time, ain't it? She said, it is. And I didn't like him back there.
Why can't he enjoy his quiet time?
She's like, she said it took her a long time to adjust.
He can't enjoy his quiet time away from her, huh?
No.
Retirement. Shit, he busted his ass.
Yeah.
That's why she's been able to maintain being a housewife all these years.
Yeah.
A housewife.
Was.
Hell
she
yeah.
She was a housewife. Yeah, yeah. That's what she was.
That's funny as fuck, though.
Yeah.
She was worried about me coping. Being able to maintain shit.
Yeah. Well, she says...
introverts.
Well, she says...
And creatives right now.
Right. Are doing
it's
great.
A
I'm
great
fine.
Time for us right now.
I'm fine.
It definitely is.
I find stuff to do. I've been making stuff. I've been, you know, gardening stuff and my plants, staring at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Even did a curbside pickup to pick up a book.
I did. Mm-hmm. I ordered a book from Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
I said, can I come get it?
Motherfucker slammed the trunk. Was like, well, can right. we put it in your trunk?
She says, open your trunk. I'm like, what? I was like, okay. See you in a minute. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That ain't how the conversation actually went, but that's how she heard it.
Yeah, that's how it heard. She slams the trunk and waves. And I felt like a drug deal.
Yeah, it wasn't no damn drug deal. I told you it wasn't no damn drug deal. Oh, but yeah,
so
she
weird.
Waved, had her mask on.
Yeah, it's like,
man,
this is so weird.
Speaking of masks, I know everybody's supposed to be wearing masks, even though mm-hmm. they kind of, you know, changed the tune of the song,
mm-hmm.
so to speak. What did I tell you when we went to the store a few days ago?
What?
I was like, what's a brother doing? Walking to the store with a mask. I can't walk into the store with a mask because I look like I'm robbing a motherfucking place.
Right.
I think this is the most free any of us could walk around with a bandana on her face.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Those free weekend walk around with a bandana on her face is like, oh, you're being a responsible citizen all of a sudden.
Yeah, no. Not today either.
Whether you're throwing up the su-woo or whatever.
Oh, goodness. And the cashier lady. Because I wiped off. I'm sorry. I'm going to protect us. No matter what, I will protect us.
We was in a grocery store, and she had her own wipes, even though the grocery stores here in Kansas actually provide wipes for you to wipe down everything, especially the grocery carts when you walk in.
I don't care. I'm holding my wipe.
Yeah, she had her wipe.
Yep, I hold it throughout the store. I do not touch anything in the store. Mm-hmm. Whatever I do touch, I take. Whether I wanted it or not, it's in the cart. I don't think I wanted these candies, but I touched it. They're mine now. Uh-huh. So I go through. There's no, you know, they did not clean the credit card machine after the first one.
Yeah, the debit and credit.
So you go and touch it, which pissed me off.
To enter your PIN.
Don't touch that fucking shit.
Yeah.
I wipe it off. She said, that messes up our machine. Oh, your $500 machine is not worth my life. You can kiss my fucking ass. That's why you're dealing people are getting sick. You idiots.
Talk about it.
I'm like, fuck your machine.
Yeah, they be putting up
kiss plate. Kiss my fucking ass.
Putting up plate glass everywhere too.
But you don't want to clean a fucking machine that every single person touches because they have to put their phone number in. What the fuck?
Or their phone number or their, you know, ID.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah, PIN number. You got to do all the above.
Don't tell me my little fucking wipe is going to screw up your machine. No, it's not.
Honey, you were sitting there hitting all the buttons. That shit was going.
No, it was not.
It was funny as hell.
It was not.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
What was it doing then?
I ain't fucking death. It wasn't doing nothing. I do it every fucking time I go in that store. Don't fucking tell me that machine doesn't need to be cleaned. That machine needs to be clean. You're not cleaning it. I watched three people walk through there and not one of you cleaned that fucking thing. Then you want me to touch it? I'm sorry. I'm not bringing that shit home.
Have you seen anybody lick their fingers to open up the bag yet in the veggie aisle?
I don't care. I'm not watching them. I'm making sure I don't touch them.
So how have you been dealing with this quarantine?
Making sure people stay away from me. And I don't touch anything.
And what did I tell you while we was in the store, obviously, too?
Hmm.
You had the fucking, your wipe next to your face while you was in the chip aisle and you scratch your forehead. I said, what the fuck you doing?
Shit, my shit's bleached. Shit, my hand will be fucking Clorox for the next 5 hours.
Oh, man, this is crazy. These are crazy times that we're living in, and I don't think it'll ever be the same again.
No.
It is good.
People need to realize that. People need to start slowing down and being humble.
Well, that's true. That's definitely true.
That's the problem. The world is fucked up. I'm sorry. Small businesses love you to death, but shut your fucking doors. Big businesses. A lot of you need to shut your fucking doors. It won't curve until you do it.
A lot of big businesses ain't going to shut their doors because a lot of them are just taking turns like a fucking, like a carousel right now on who's going to supply the stores next. So I want to dedicate this episode and rest in peace. Man, this is hard, man. I know a lot of people out there. If you actually are listening right now, and thank you for tuning in. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's been playing in my head, especially since earlier today when we were in the grocery store. Huh? I want to send a special dedication to my Cottonelle toilet paper, man. I miss my Cottonelle fucking toilet paper. A lot of us are trying to avoid hemorrhoids. A lot of us are trying to avoid a lot of those. I mean, we don't want colon cancer. We don't want none of that stuff. And I'm not done with my dedication. Just hold on a second. I miss that fucking beautiful softness in between my ass that you think is cute, which a lot of people will find out about next week because we have a surprise episode coming next week.
Okay, so I wanted to put in the sign in the bathroom. I wanted to make a sign up.
That said, dude. No. We make it last. just wipe my ass. Yeah. What? You want to put a sign in the bathroom?
Say, due to COVID-19, we are supplied with Motel 6 toilet paper.
Man, that ain't no damn Motel 6. That shit is hospitals that are shut down toilet paper. You know what I'm talking about. That ain't nothing but wax paper. That's parchment paper. That's bullshit. That shit just bleeds right through your shit, man. Fingers just punch right through and giving yourself a fucking prostate exam. That's what that toilet paper is, man.
Strange toilet paper.
I need my Cottonelle back. Fuck Charmin. Charmin sucks.
I never liked Charmin.
And them bear commercials ain't cute either.
They're not. They're strange.
Damn it, I need my Cottonelle. So I want to dedicate this episode to Cottonelle, man. I miss Cottonelle, man.
Yeah.
I miss it. I need it in my life. It just caresses your butt crack so nicely, man. You ain't got no anal fissures or bleeding. It's great, man. That's why I said, I'm going to be in that tub a hell of a lot more. Especially if I'm going to be furloughed a little bit longer than I expected. I'm going to be in there acting like it's just a homemade bidet. All up the ass crack. You're going to have to do it too. I'm serious. Why are you looking at me like that?
Okay.
Tissue paper is important. And I'm mad at all the people in the world that fucking hoarding all the damn tissue paper right now. Now I get it. Now I fucking get it. Anyway, honey. Since you huffing and puffing, what else been going on? How's your grandpa been doing?
I've been doing good.
And pick which one.
Right. Now he's still infected with UTIs.
Damn, that sucks, man.
Can't seem to get him going. That's about it.
And what about your other one that's in quarantined lockdown?
Causing me trouble, as always. He's keeps bothering my uncle for the storage unit. He was like, you go ahead and just load it up and bring it to me. And I got a place to put it. So my uncle finally decided to call the facility and ask him what the hell he's talking about. And they're like, oh, no, you don't bring that to shit here. Don't, no.
Yeah, because he was still trying to scheme on that for a while now.
And I'm like, oh, you know, I could have told you that, you know, because I called them 3 weeks ago and they told me no. I was like, right. I didn't think so, but I just wanted to verify to make sure so I know what page you're on. So I'm on the right one, too. And they're like, no. They're like, you know, we told him it would be a good idea for him to go out there and go through it, but, you know, and get rid of what he wants and keep what he wants. But we didn't tell him he could bring anything here. So I was like, good. That's a good deal. Let's see.
He seemed to think he could.
Yeah, I don't know. He still thinks he could. Then
still on the subject of him when it comes to Medicaid.
Yeah. Then Medicare, Adult Services finally called me.
Yeah.
After 2 months. And
I've been calling it the Seasoned Child Protective Services because they had a slip up of what they were actually talking about in the first place.
Right. Mm-hmm. So they tried to get me to go through everything. And I mean, she was decently nice, but it was just the fact that she was also coming at me like, you know, I'm doing all these horrible things.
And can I do it? I'm going to just throw a side note in there. I understand that people have accents from where they're from. Strong accents. But it is hard to understand them, too.
Oh, yeah. I have
It is. I do, too. I have a hard time understanding what they're saying, too. Even though they're speaking English. But those accents are really, really strong and hard to understand, especially when you're talking about somebody's livelihood and you being the DPA.
Yeah, I can't understand you. I'm going to get fucked over. And then hell will break loose.
Uh-oh.
But I told her, I told her everything. I wasn't lying. I mean, she'd asked me how much was in the bank account. I pulled it up and told her. I mean, she, you know, asked me, and I'm like, no.
Asking you, well, what do you pay for this? What are you paying for that? What are you paying for this? And basically trying to make it sound like you're using his money for your own personal advantage.
Right. Like, and I'm like, no. I'm like, I have every receipt. I have everything.
And during this time right now, during a pandemic, that's what the fuck you worried about?
Right. I said, if you want to do anything for me in this situation, why don't you call Medicaid and find out what the fuck's going on? Because I gave them everything. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'll do that. I said, you better do it because I don't know anybody else that's
going
to do it.
I know that's right. Because, shit, it's been going on for how long now?
6 months.
Yep.
So, I mean,
and then they want to call you finally, and you told them straight up, I've been waiting on a call back. They said, I'll call back 24 hours later. Did they do that?
Every time. I'm going to hold for hours and hours and hours. Now, if I try to call, I won't get through at all.
I bet you won't right now.
So, I'm not going to try. I won't get through.
It's ridiculous what people's priorities are. I get that everybody, if you're fortunate enough right now to still be working and have a job in those particular fields, I get it. But at the same time, I don't. It's just like, man, where's your humanity right now? Don't nobody have time for you to talk like you being stern and all this other shit like you're a fucking lawyer, because you're not.
Nope.
That's why you told her what you told her.
Mm-hmm.
Then find out where my application is for Medicaid. What's the status on it? I'll call you back tomorrow. Still ain't had a call. The rest of this fucking week, have we?
Nope.
So fuck out of here.
So fuck all the rest. I don't care, you know? Fuck it. I did everything. I turned his life insurance policy over. I've done everything. They have everything. So I can't do anything more.
Can you imagine a lot of other people that are in this particular pandemic right
what now? Scares me the worst is that his facility is infected. If he gets it...
Okay, nobody go in or out either right
he
now.
He dies. What do I do? Because I signed that life insurance policy over. What do I do?
Call mom.
Right, like she's going to answer.
Call your uncle. Who cares if they answer? It ain't your responsibility.
But it is. That's the problem with me being the DPOA. It is my responsibility. It's not theirs. I have to figure it out. And that's what, you know, like they're going to care.
So all the wood that he's been collecting, then we better start gathering all the nails that we have and start putting a pine box together, because that's what's going to happen.
Do our own little cremation, I guess.
Man.
They did it back in the old days.
Why are you staring off into space? You already have this in your head? You already thought about this?
Shit. The way things are going.
Shit, woman.
It's here.
Hey, man. I mean, it's tough right now. I can only imagine how a lot of other people are dealing with this too, being DPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Of family members and friends and loved ones. I can only imagine, especially right now, with the pandemic going on and people losing their lives tragically.
Yeah.
It's, the stress is just super high in the world right now.
And not being able to do anything. You can't do anything. You can't do anything for them. You can't celebrate their life. You can't do anything.
Yeah, can't even have a proper funeral, burial.
So very sad.
Yeah. And, man, I hate episodes like this. But we have to talk about it because that's what's prevalent right now. We're all dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
We're all definitely dealing with it. But we do have something fun coming to all of our listeners next week.
Uh-huh.
We definitely have something fun to kind of break the monotony and have a little bit of fun.
Yeah.
Have some laughs.
Mm-hmm.
Calling each other out on certain things.
Oh, are we?
Not really. But. But if you do want to check it out, Where can they find us, honey?
Instagram. Mm-hmm. YouTube.
Yep. Because it'll definitely be on YouTube. We got a video.
Yeah.
Yes, we don't have video this week, but we will have video next week. And the reason why it ain't even just me. We've decided not to post video is because it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work. It is a lot of frustration. And there's a fight against technology and, you know, with creators dealing with this shit. A lot of the creators know what I'm talking about right now. If you're out there doing, you know, social media and stuff like that, it's easy just to do it from your phone. But when you're trying to be professional, it is a tough time to do it right now. But this is the time to do it. And if you're like me, this is the time to not only do it, but figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out ways around it.
We'll continue with videos off and on.
Oh, but, yeah. We're going to do it off and on for right now.
Mm-hmm.
Off and on for right now. But if you want to see next week's episode, hell yeah, we have it on video. We definitely have it on video because we're going to take next week off. We got some things going on, but we ain't going to leave you guys hanging.
Mm-mm.
We definitely ain't gonna leave you guys hanging, but you guys will enjoy it. It'll be fun. And Gina's expression in ass is something to behold. It is something to see. The way she be looking at me and look at me up and down and shit, that's how women look at they men. Then y'all gonna see she's an honorary sister girl. Shit, the way she looking at him and the way he talking, he got his nerve. You're damn right. But you guys will definitely have fun with that. If you want to check it out, I'm only going to put it on the Cypher Omni Network Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
I may be able to post it on IG. On IGTV.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm definitely putting it on YouTube. Check it out in the description. It'll be in there. So stay tuned next week.
Yeah.
Because what's the game called? We started playing a game.
We did play a game.
Yes, we played a game. What's it called?
How do you not know your partner?
How well do you not know your partner?
Okay,
I'm supposed to know. Yeah, see, here we go. You already doing it again, thinking you get ready to hold up a whiteboard yet again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We definitely had fun with that, though.
Yeah.
We definitely had fun with that. Well, anything else you want to tell everybody, baby? We'll keep this a short episode. We both got a lot going on. My knees is hurting. My back is hurting. I've been frustrated for the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely have been. I ain't going to lie.
Keep your immune system up. Eat those garlic, thyme, oregano. Eat all that stuff.
Ginger root.
Mm-hmm.
Rosemary.
Rosemary's good. Yep. Yes. Get that. Just keep eating, eating, eating.
Or drinking it.
Or drinking, yes.
It was like I like to do, infusing the water.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell everybody about our vegetation real quick. Gina's Herbal Cave update.
What about it?
Tell everybody about our vegetation that we got growing in the house
right now. Oh, in the house, yeah.
In the house?
In my room.
And GHC.
In my cave. Yes. We got lots of little things growing. We got lots of tomatoes, some cucumbers. We got
Brussels sprouts, man.
We got some Brussels sprouts.
Pear tomatoes are still in effect, baby.
Pear tomatoes. We got.
Talk about some of your herbs, though.
Let's see. Yes, we got some mullein going.
Mm-hmm.
We got some rosemary going. We have some yarrow going. And some self-heal.
Mm-hmm.
And
got a big-ass aloe vera plant.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got this huge aloe vera plant.
Yeah.
And we're going to repot my two other ones. We're going to repot in different plants when Lowe's starts slowing down or something.
In different pots.
So we can go look.
Social distancing. We can still go to Lowe's.
Yeah, but Lowe's has been packed.
Home Depot.
That place has been packed, too. So it's like...
You're trying to stay the fuck away from everybody.
Yeah, I am. I mean, you can't go when they open because they're packed. You can't go, you know, during the day, they're packed. You can't go towards nighttime, they're packed. So it's like...
Because, like I said, a lot of home improvements have been going on. Like I said on last week's episode.
Well, I get that. You gotta keep busy.
A lot of women still ain't sacrificing their husbands to go.
Yeah, I get you got to keep busy, but come on. I need to get some soil.
Soil.
Come on. It's like, I'm going to start my garden next week, so I need some soil.
Somebody talking about getting it shipped, and we literally live down the street from a Lowe's. Like, no, that's not happening.
Call them up. Can you bring it to me, please?
No. DoorDash.
It'll be on the roof of his car. Oh, poor guy. No, we got, I mean, some really cool stuff in there.
And somebody's definitely been really excited about the garlic that we're growing.
Yes, I planted garlic, and we got, how many? We got about 12.
I have no idea how many blades 12. Of grass are in there.
We got 12 bulbs growing. Very cool. So neat. I sit there every day for 10 minutes.
And we still got radishes growing all over the place randomly from 4 years ago.
Radishes pop up in random places. It's so funny. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, okay, I'll just watch it. A couple days later, oh, you fuck. It's goddamn radish. I'm like, what the hell?
Oh, shit.
I'm like, how'd you get under the mulberry tree?
Yeah, I was about to say, you talked about a couple of them growing underneath our mulberry tree.
Oh, like, my goodness. I don't know what's going on. So, yeah, they're kind of sporadic everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happens. we don't know what we're doing in the beginning.
If you do, well, because I like to let some radishes go to bloom, especially if they're not, their bulb's not growing. Mm-hmm. So if your radish isn't growing, don't pull it. Let it keep growing, because then you get these little green pea pod things that are really tasty, because they taste like radishes, but they're not as potent like a radish, but they still have that, I don't know, they still have that bite.
Some of them do. Mm-hmm. I've been throwing them in my salad for the last 3 years.
And salad, they're really good.
Keyword salad.
They're really good in salads. So I like to pick those and whatnot. Mm. I would like to learn if I can pickle them, but I'm not sure how.
Pickle peas?
I just have to try them. Those pea pods that come from the radishes.
I don't know. You can pickle those.
I don't know. I know you can. Oh. I think you can can peas.
Well, yeah.
I don't see why you can't can that.
We hated them as kids. I loved them.
Yeah.
Canned peas?
Can those.
No, I don't know. No, I know you're talking about as far as pickling them, though.
Oh, that's the same. Canning them.
Oh, I thought you were talking about actually making them taste like pickles or something. I was like, man, what kind of revolutionary shit are you working on?
I'm pickling cucumbers. Why they call them pickles? I get so confused. I get confused on the terms of things, because the multiple things are the same term, and it's just like weird. So pickling is just pickling. But then they call pickles pickles, because you pickle a cucumber. It's just, I don't know, very confusing. Anybody can explain that to me. I'm more than happy to listen. Well, honey, so I can learn something fucking new.
Well, honey, you just titty down south.
I guess so. I must be.
Yeah, speaking of which, too, what I was telling my dad, because my dad did just have knee surgery recently, got a brand new knee. And I told him straight off the bat, I was like, he's pissed off because he's not able to be mobile the way he wants, because he loves moving around and doing too much. I'm like, Dad, this is the best timing, but worst timing ever for you to have this surgery done, because your ass is prone to have this shit.
Yeah.
You definitely prone to have this, because you ain't no bars open. None of that shit open. So you can keep your ass at home, man.
Yeah.
Keep your ass at home. But he cracked the fuck up when we talked about, I told him our recap of Tiger King and how you called him backyard breeders, and he died.
Yep.
Backyard breeders.
I did. They are.
A new episode is supposed to be released this week, too.
I know. Or next week, I think.
No, it's supposed to be this week. That's what I read earlier this week. It's supposed to be this week.
Friday.
I don't know.
I think on the commercial today, I was on the way to Nana's, it said next Friday.
Huh. We'll have to check that out.
And it's supposed to be the truth to it all.
Oh, please. Everybody knows the fucking
episode.
Truth.
I'm like, yeah, everybody knows the truth. You're all fucking nuts.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
You're all confused and nutty.
Man. Man. But we hope everybody's doing all right.
Yes.
We definitely want to send our love and prayers to everybody that might have lost family, friends, and loved ones during this particular pandemic, man. This is crazy times. Definitely crazy times. But to break some of the monotony, next week,
yep, check
look
it
in
out.
The description.
Mm-hmm.
It'll definitely be there. It's going to be a hard listen. That's why you guys need to check us out on our social medias. Anything else you want to say besides Ghost licking his dick right now?
Would stop you stop
licking
it?
Your dick on the mic, man. Ghost is still okay, everybody.
Yes, he's still.
At least he hasn't barked.
He's still happy.
Anything you want to send everybody off with, babe?
Nope, just stay as healthy as you can.
Yeah.
Try to just remember your compassion.
Wear your mask, throw up your set.
Mm-hmm. Have fun.
Yep, we appreciate everybody listening to us. We will definitely be back next week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be back. Sure.
Uh-huh. And what do they have to look forward to?
A video.
A video.
A video. Yeah. That's about it.
Are you nervous about it?
You know me and being videoed. Me on here without video is even worse.
But that's because we ain't got a crystal ball and some music playing and the mirrors on the wall when the bed drops to the floor.
I don't know what you're saying. I just heard sweat drop down my balls. That's all I heard. I'm like, what?
All right, everybody, we will definitely talk to you next week. Not technically, but you will hear from us next week. We ain't going to leave you guys hanging.
Right.
All right.
Bye.
Deuces.
Really?